Good morning. So Thursday. Yes, it is Thursday, June. Yes, it's still June. Let me just double check. It is still June. I know it's still June. June the 23rd, 7:32 a.m. I'm a little bit later than I wanted to be because I slept a little bit longer than I wanted to. The reality was I had to because I was short a couple of days' sleep. And I'm just trying to make up a little bit for lost time, I think. So, yeah, I had a good night's sleep last night. I got my 5K words yesterday. It took until 10:30, but I did make it. But one day at a time, one day at a time, one step at a time, one word at a time. So I slept in a little too late. It was after 6 before I got up. I should have been out by 6 because it's already heating up. There was a nice breeze blowing out on West 20th Street. There's still a nice breeze blowing, but I'm walking in the lee of this tree line here. Perhaps when I get up around the corner, it'll be a little more conducive. So I don't really have a lot to talk about today other than I made my 5K yesterday. It was a 2K in the morning session. The afternoon session didn't go quite as expeditiously. The evening session gave me another 2K. I sat down around 6:30, 7 o'clock and started hammering keys. Well, in honesty, I would probably say it's probably closer to 8 o'clock than 7, but I got on a roll, I got going, and I kept going, and I realized that I'd topped 60,000 words. That was my 5K goal for the day, and I stopped at like 60,023, so I got my 5K in, hoping for a repeat today. Good morning, good morning. Jeez, you wouldn't think two little dogs like that could pull that hard, but I'm sure they do. I don't know what the weather's going to be today. I haven't paid any attention to it. Yesterday was, it was a little bit warm. Today is quite lovely, early in the morning at least. At least in the shade and the heat and the sun is not quite as nice, but I'm walking along in the shady grove under the shade of the trees here. Not exactly a grove, it's sidewalk and all. But nicely shaded. I'm walking and not talking. I'm thinking about marketing. I'm thinking about, I was invited to do a marketing gig over on the Western Slope. A one-day marketing workshop for the Western Slope branch of the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers. I don't know if I'm going to get it or if Lisa Manifold will do it. Julie Kazmaier was supposed to, and she had something come up that week, so she can't go. And she's looking for volunteers. And Western Slope, it's a long walk. It is a long walk. It's like 4 hours over there. From here, I gotta do an hour just to get down to Denver, and then over the mountains, over to the other side, to the foothills. The other side. Grand Junction is beautiful. I love Grand Junction. It's a gorgeous little city, gorgeous little town. Lots of dramatic geological features surrounded by buttes. That's a butte. And Ratbird, too. So I was thinking about marketing. I was thinking about, because I've also got a marketing blog post due for August for the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers blog. I started a series called Bootstrap Your Book. And the next one is about marketing. We've talked about what's a budget? What's a good budget? What's it going to cost? And $50 is about, you know, I think $50 is doable. It's not going to be the best, but it should be good enough. It's once you've got some income coming in, once you've got a book out working, once you've got a couple of books, two or three books in particular out working, being able to justify spending some money on, say, an editor becomes a lot more feasible. And since a lot of people are spending upwards of $2,000, $2,500 to go with some of these vanity presses, if you can spend that kind of money on a vanity press, you can spend $1,000 on a decent editor. Karen Conlon comes to mind. She's not decent, she's excellent. But there's this this sort of mindset that says, I'm not going to invest in my book. I'll pay somebody to do this stuff. And usually what they get is not exactly what they actually expected. This rant comes up because of a post that somebody made on one of the Google Plus groups the other day. Might have been yesterday. I don't know. Time is a slippery concept for me these days. And he was really pleased because he's self-published a couple of books, and he's happy because he's finally got connected to the right self-publishing company. And what he's connected with is a vanity press. What he's connected with is a group who isn't doing him any favors. If you're happy with your publisher, if you're happy with how things are going, yeah, God love you. Keep going. I'm not going to try to tell you. It's crazy. Sales ranks under 1 million. Sales ranks under 2 million. For an ebook, that's $2.99. In a niche market that has pretty much zero competition, that, and you paid for marketing from a company, that company isn't doing anything for you. It's like, oh, we'll list it on our website. Great, great. Who comes to your website? Other authors looking for somebody to do their marketing for them. They are not people who are looking to buy the books that your vanity press produces. I'm sorry, that's just the reality of it. Monk post. Bain people go to visit Bain. Tor people go to visit Tor. Because both Bain and Tor provide something for readers, not just things for writers. And so they do a relatively decent job. Of course, they're still publishers. They're still keeping most of the money. They're still... doing the kinds of things that I don't want a publisher to do to me. But for people who like that stuff, okay. Yeah, I don't like hot wax dripped on my skin either. I mean, a lot of people like it, so rock on with your bad self. So I was thinking about marketing. I was thinking about, you know, what do you tell people about marketing? What do you tell people about how to grow an audience? The problem is everybody wants to have an audience of 10,000 right out of the box. And that's just not feasible. That's not even going to happen if you publish with Orbit. Morning. People out moving this morning. So, and I know the recommended fiction people are just incessant with, oh, we need to have a book event. We need to have a place where 20 people can come and meet with us. Really? Why? How come? You want to have a, and then they do online book events where 7 people show up and it's a, 6 of them are the other authors. And it's wildly successful because there was interaction. And the idea that they don't really understand the difference between interaction and influence. They don't really understand this idea of social marketing versus broadcast marketing. They're really, really stuck in, well, if we do it locally, then it will spread. No, it won't. The thing is, this is the kicker for me. This is the part that gets me. It used to be the case that there were people who were not online. There were people who were not on Facebook or on Twitter or reading email or anything like that. There were people who lived like that. That hasn't been the case for 5 years, at least 5 years. The vast majority of people, even old folks like me, where I was definitely... an outlier on that curve for many, many, many years. I'm not any longer. The fastest growing demographic online is 65 to 70. There's still, you know, a smaller number of old fogies than there are middle-aged folk. But it's still a majority. It's still most of them. It's still like 65, 70% of them. So, if everybody is online, and only the local people, the people who are, one, within driving distance, two, inclined to attend these kinds of events. Three, at a time when the event is being held, which is usually evenings or Saturdays. If those people are all available online anyway, why would you do an event that lets you reach 20 people when you can do an event that lets you reach 20,000? Now, granted, most people don't have 20,000 followers. Most people don't have a reach that lets them get to 20,000 people in a single whack. I can get to 2,000 relatively easily, which is really, I know how to break it to you. 2,000 is really quite a big number. I could probably have more on my email list. In fact, I probably do have more on my email list. I gotta go update the accounts here. I need to go through and weed out the people who have bounced three times and add in the folks who have signed up recently that I haven't got on the list. But the list is 2,000 people long. 1,900. It's a kill deer. Interesting. So it's... And that's a big chunk. That is a big chunk. So why would I spend 4 or 5 hours, 5 or 6 hours when you count in the prep time and the travel time and the actual event time to travel down to Denver to the Tattered Cover or to the Book Bar or wherever else we're going to go? Why would you do that? I mean, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it for the Independent Writer of the Year. The announcement is, as I expected, the second week of July, so I've got to get some books on order. I released a paperback from its galley embargo for Ashes Born the other day. So I really need to, I've got a few quarter share that I can take down, and I need to order, I probably need to order like 20 of the Ashes. I'm waiting to hear from Lisa to find out if I'm supposed to do it or if the Book Bar will order them or what. I'm happy to do it and take them down and give them to the Book Bar to sell and then bring whatever's left over home. I'm happy to do that. That's what they want to do. I can do that. That's a much better deal for me, a much better deal for them. We'll see how it goes. I don't know. So, I mean, this is definitely a thing. The big part of it, I think, the big thing that most people are missing is the appropriate model. They're not tuned into the appropriate models. It's like people who are used to Windows computers, you know, if they suddenly decide that they're going to crap out, you reboot the computer, and more times than not, it comes back up again, so you close windows, open windows. So they get in the car doesn't work, so they roll down the window. I roll it back up, and the car doesn't start, and they don't know why. It's the same thing. It's the same sort of disconnect in terms of causal relationships. With broadcast marketing and social media channels, it does work sort of. It's inefficient, and it has some significant downsides. But, I don't know. Making a mark in marketing. I have to think about this. At any rate, I am finally at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.